Well, hey there. If it isn't the lady killer. I know, I'm joking. But seriously, how you doing? Wait, don't tell me. I've seen it all over social media. I know exactly how it's going. The real question is, how's the new girlfriend? Man, this is wild. I can't believe I actually got to say that. I leave you alone at one party, and suddenly you actually hook up with someone. And you continue to date them after. It's cute, honestly. If it were me, I would have just loved them and left them, you know? But yeah, man, congrats. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. Bet she's been keeping you busy, huh? I'm just messing with you, dude. It's just crazy to me. You actually have a girlfriend. I've known you for years. You were always afraid of girls, even me. Now you've finally manned up and asked out what's her name. Yeah, her. Whatever. That's crazy. What made you do it? You thought she was pretty? Well, obviously. I mean, why now? I've seen you crush on a ton of girls in the past, including me, and you've never, ever even bothered to talk to any of them. I knew you had a crush on me since day one. It was obvious. The way you'd always have that goofy smile whenever we hung out. Yeah, that one. Exactly. So anyway, what made this girl so special? Was it a dare? Were you drunk? High? Come on, I bet you were on something. Tell me. Oh, you just decided to do something crazy? Well, congrats, dude. Seriously. Honestly, it's about time. I was starting to get worried that you may be a virgin forever. How is it, by the way? You know, the sex? Na. Don't get shy on me now. I know you got laid at that party. And there's no way you and your girlfriend haven't done it a few more times since then. I can see that smile on your face. It's good, right? I knew it. Come on, tell me. I've seen her photos. She's got that whole nerdy vibe going. Not really my thing. But then I saw her bathing suit photos and whoa. You actually scored yourself a hot piece of ass. She's got a nice body. Like, even I would tap that. But I bet you noticed that, right? So, what's she like? I bet she's a screamer, right? Oh. Does she scream your name when you ravish her? Nah. Knowing you, I bet you make her take the lead. Oh, is she into some freaky shit? Does she peg you? You know what they say about the quiet ones. They act all nerdy in public, and bam, you wake up in their BDSM sex dungeon. No? Nothing like that? That's a shame. So what then? Oh, I see. It's more romantic. So basically, vanilla. I guess I can't really blame you. Vanilla can be tasty for someone who's never had ice cream before. Give it time. Eventually, you'll get bored of it. You'll start trying to spice things up. The spontaneous morning sex here, a sexy role play there. Next thing you know, you're getting fucked in the ass and calling her mommy. Maybe I'm talking shit, or maybe I'm talking from experience. You'll never know. Oh, yeah. I've done some freaky stuff, and then some. I can't believe I've never told you about it. But I guess we've never had a reason to talk about sex. You used to get all shy whenever I brought it up. Huh. So inexperienced. But now we can really talk. I can give you tips and advice. Trust me. I'll help you get that extra oomph in bed. How are you in bed anyway? I always imagined you'd turn out to be a pretty decent fuck, you know? Like, sure, you're new to the whole sex thing. But in my head, I always imagined that once you get going, you can fuck. Like, really fuck. What? Oh, yeah. I guess I have imagined what sex with you would be like. Don't let it get to your head. I think about fucking everyone I meet. Although, now that I think about it, you have come up in a few fantasies of mine in the past. Yeah, whenever I imagined dominating a cute virgin, I always thought of you. Just an odd fantasy of mine. Ah, well, you're not a virgin anymore, so the fantasy is ruined. Such a shame. If only you manned up sooner and hooked up with me instead. I could have rocked your world. Yeah, I totally would have fucked you if you asked. I'm surprised you never did. But hey, if you're still interested, I could show you a thing or two. Chill, dude. I'm just fucking with you. Besides, you've got a girlfriend now. I wouldn't want to ruin your magical romance. We're just two friends talking about sex. You want to know another one of my fantasies? I've had it for a while now, but it's so naughty. I've always had this fantasy that I was somebody's mistress, that I'd know this guy in a loving relationship with a wife or a girlfriend. On the surface, it looks all perfect and romantic, and the woman being completely unaware that her man left her all alone. He was actually gonna visit me. And together, we'd have the filthiest raw fucking sex. Like, leg shaking, moaning your name to the heavens, fucking in some seedy motel. Fucking this guy who claims to be in a happy relationship, filling needs he didn't know he had, while he fills me too. I have that fantasy a lot, actually. I think it's actually my favorite. Usually I imagine it's some rich, handsome, older man, and I'm like his trophy mistress. He showers me with gifts and money. But recently, the idea changed. Now I imagine it being someone else. A longtime friend in a loving relationship, but always secretly had a crush on me. Learning the ropes with his new girlfriend. She's nice and cute, but boring. He doesn't want to end things so soon into the relationship, but he also wants something more. He's too shy to start anything, but I know he would jump at the chance to get in my pants. At first, he acts like he's not interested. It's obscene, but he doesn't get up. He doesn't leave. Because he knows if he stays, there's a chance. He'll argue and make up all sorts of reasons why this is such a bad idea, but all he wants, all he needs, is that one assurance from me. I lean over and whisper into his ears, "No one is ever gonna find out." Then I watch as his resistance completely fails. He doesn't even try to stop me as I move to do this. Just lean back, baby. Don't fight it. I know you want it. Touch me, feel me up. That a boy. You've always wanted to touch me, haven't you? Now's your chance. Pull my shirt up. Come on, don't be shy. You've been staring at my tits for years, and now you can grab them. Yeah, that's it. Get your hands right in there. You want to go further, don't you? Then take off those pants. I don't want to hear any complaints. Don't think about any other woman. Just relax as I move down your body. Now tell me, does your girlfriend ever do this for you? That feel nice? Oh, she's given you hand jobs before? Well, that's nice. But does she ever do this? Placing this delicious cock in her mouth like this? Oh, what's that? You've never experienced a blowjob before? Tsk tsk, we can't have that. Well, lucky for you, I give the best, the nastiest, dirtiest, sloppiest blowjobs. Uh-huh, that's right. I could show you what you've been missing, but only if you really want it. Oh yeah, baby? You want it? Okay then, I think you've earned it. Oh, your moans are delicious. Almost as delicious as this cock. Don't be afraid to be a little rough with me, baby. I'm not your dainty girlfriend. Go ahead, fuck my face. Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let out all that pent-up sexual energy. Now you're thrusting. Don't worry, baby. I got something even better for you to thrust into. I'm just gonna climb on you. Now, let me ride you. Ooh. Oh yeah. It's about damn time. Do you have any idea how long I've imagined doing this? Hoping you would man up and just fuck me? I tried fucking other guys, but I always thought of you. My dorky best friend, the fucking virgin. Tell me you've always imagined this too. Me sitting in your lap, bouncing on your dick. As you make me moan, tell me this is a dream come fucking true. Oh fuck. Now, tell me, whose pussy you prefer? Mine? Or your girlfriend's? Oh, you don't want to think of her? No, baby. That's what makes this so damn hot. What do you think she's doing right now? Sitting at home, reading a book, maybe thinking about you, her perfect boyfriend. So kind, so faithful. I wonder how she'd feel if she saw you fucking me so damn hard. Oh, fuck. Don't shy away now. You feel it too, don't you? The guilt, the excitement, so taboo, so wrong. Why does it all make it feel so goddamn good? Now tell me, am I a better fuck? Aren't I such a better fuck? I can see it in your face. The pleasure is worth the guilt. Besides, there's one other thing you can do that your girlfriend would never allow. you could come inside me. Now kiss me. Kiss me as you come inside me. Oh, fuck. That's it, baby. Shoot hot sticky load into me. Did that feel good? Aw, don't feel bad. You're not a terrible person. Maybe I am, but that's okay. Like I said, no one is ever gonna find out.
Break up with her.
Don't be stupid. She doesn't need to know. Besides, if you broke up with her, that would ruin all the fun. Oh yeah, how am I supposed to be your mistress if you're single? And you want to have more fun, right? That's a good boy. We can have more fun in the future. And don't worry, it'll be our little secret.